Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us now is the head baseball coach at Mercer County High School. The Golden Eagles and Nick Bozzala getting set to open up the season on Tuesday. It's March the 13th at home against Kewaunee. Then another home game set for next Thursday out at Northside against Sherrard. And as we speak on this Thursday, March the 8th, there's not a lot of rain in the forecast. I know nighttime temperatures still below freezing, but if it stays dry, you think the Eagles can get out and maybe play next Tuesday?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good opportunity to get out and play, especially at Northside. You know, the field's always in great shape. We were out there last Friday, and it seemed to be in pretty good shape. And, you know, with not much precipitation in the forecast, I think it'll be good to go, and it'll look like midseason form.
Well, that's awesome. And I know you started the season with probably kind of one of the strengths that you look at is pitching. You have two left-handers back and Garrett and Jake Rush, and then Cade Quick, who's had a pretty good career entering his senior season. So that's three pretty good arms to begin with.
Yeah, that's definitely our strength going in. We knew that was going to be the case. It was our strength last year, I thought, too. So to not lose much on the mound and come back with it, and those kids put in a lot of work this offseason to get better and stronger, you know, up their velocity a little bit. And, you know, we're really looking in to go into the season strong with those guys, and hopefully they get us off to a good start.
And then I know when you look at, you know, the holes you have to fill, I know you lose an all-state player in Brandon Skrovansky, and I know very productive bat, but I thought a guy that really probably saved a lot of runs for you in the last 4 years. So who has the unenviable task of playing shortstop after Brandon Skrovansky?
Yeah, you know, we're looking at Caden Harmon right now. He's a guy that he's been playing second base for us the last 2 years, teamed up with Brandon up the middle, and he's learned a lot from him, I thought, and he's gotten stronger. His arm's gotten a lot better, so, you know, we think he's suited to move over there. You kind of feel bad for him a little bit to have to follow in those shoes, but he's got a good mindset. He's worked hard, and I think he's going to be able to handle it for us really well.
Yeah, and then I think offensively, probably the two bats you rely on early in the season are Anthony Ruggles, a four-year varsity player, and I think Jaden Dellett's been a four-year varsity player as well, if memory serves me correct. So those are probably the two big bats, at least early in the season, you're going to probably rely on as you fidget with the lineup a little bit probably in the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, those two are definitely our two leaders offensively. I mean, they're our two leaders on the program. You know, like you said, they've been around all 4 years. They know what we expect out of them. You know, they're two guys that have put together really solid careers, and we expect them to, you know, move up there a little bit again and, you know, do some more things. You know, Jaden's been working on his power a little bit to drive the ball to the gaps, and we think he's going to be able to do that, you know, get multiple double-digit doubles this season, and then hopefully Trent can lead us again, you know, from the leadoff spot, get on base, and we can put some guys in some spots to drive in runs. But we're definitely going to need some more production from other guys, you know, losing Brandon in that three spot. And then we kind of struggled at times 4 through 8, 4 through 9 last year. So we're going to have to find some guys to produce a little bit and drive in Anthony and Jaden when they're on base.
Yeah, and then as far as, you know, your lineup, basically offensively, and then just basically your lineup in the field, is there still some decisions, I assume, kind of to be made? I know you have a lot of experience back, but, you know, position-wise, I guess, are you set or still some things to be ironed out?
Yeah, I still think there's some things to be ironed out, and that's kind of why, you know, we're planning on going outside today, even though it's going to be a little chilly. But, you know, you can't decide a lot of things indoors. You got to see guys doing some live action, and we've got a lot of guys with some potential, a lot of upside. You know, we just got to see if that's going to be consistent and if they can get the job done going against live pitching and actually having a ball hit to them on the dirt and, you know, see where we go. But we like what we've got right now. We think we've got a pretty strong lineup to go into Kewaunee, and you know, things might adjust the first 2 weeks, but hopefully after our Jacksonville trip, we've really got it squared away, and, you know, we can start pushing towards a regional season.
I know that the Jacksonville trip is the 23rd and 24th, so you get a game on Friday and two on Saturday, and normally there's always, you know, pretty good elite kind of competition down there. Do you know who you're playing down there yet?
You know, we don't. We actually just got an email yesterday. They're trying to figure out the Friday schedule. A lot of teams come in later on Friday, so they need some teams to fill in early afternoon. So that might be a possibility for us, but we haven't seen yet. But like you said, you know, it's a good experience to go down there, see some different teams that you're not used to, see a little different style of play than we're used to around this area. So great experience for our guys to go down there and prepare for coming back.
All right, and then as far as the LTC shakes out this year, I mean, is it, you know, Ridgewood has been a quality team the past couple of the years with Coach Anderson. I know Princeville's always normally pretty, you know, they have a traditional program. You know, on Weathersfield's been solid. And, of course, you know, I think most teams kind of in the league believe Mercer County's always a team to beat. What does the LTC look like in the spring of 2018 for baseball?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. You know, the teams you just mentioned there, the Ridgewood, the Princeville, the Anawan Weathersfield, you know, they're always close to the top. Princeville's a team that, you know, they did a lot of good things last year with how young they were, especially on the mound. So they're a team to be looking out for. They got a lot of talent over there. Coach Delbridge does a great job with those guys preparing. So that'll be a team to watch. And then obviously Anawan Weathersfield and Ridgewood, they're up there with us. But, you know, Coach Mullick at United, he's been doing some good things. I think they got some kids coming back. They're going to hurt losing the Youngquist, Cal Youngquist. But otherwise, I think they're going to be up there. So I mean, you just don't know. You know, year in and year out, a lot of teams make some changes and improve. So we've got our work cut out for us this year. We got to go get ready to play.
All right, opening day for the Eagles. Weather permitting is Tuesday at home against the Boilermakers of Kewaunee, then Thursday at home as well against Sherrard, and then the following Monday at Rock Ridge. Coach, good luck early in the season.
All right, thank you.
That's Nick Pizzala, the head coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.